We're going to talk peanuts now on Sunday Extra, so hopefully you won't have an adverse reaction. The Journal of Pediatrics recently reported on new American data indicating that there's been a 27% reduction in the cumulative incidence of peanut allergy among children. That's after the recommended practice became introducing allergenic foods like peanuts to young kids rather than avoiding them. So what's happening with peanut allergies in Australia? Joining us now is Associate Professor Jennifer Copeland from the University of Queensland's Child Health Research Centre. Jennifer is an expert in allergies and epidemiology. Professor Copeland, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thanks for having me.
So the Journal of Pediatrics describes this big drop in peanut allergies as an example of the real-world impact of prevention guidelines. I wonder if we could step back a bit and you could tell us the story of how these prevention guidelines came about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think peanut allergy is really one of those things that's been around for a long time, but it was probably around the late 1990s, early 2000s, people were starting to maybe see a bit of an increase in peanut allergy. It was certainly becoming more known, and people started to think about what we could do to prevent peanut allergy from occurring. Back then, there wasn't a lot of really good data, so people hadn't really done those studies to look at what the risk factors were and how we could prevent peanut allergy. But the theory was that if you didn't introduce something to someone, they couldn't have a reaction, and maybe it was a good thing to delay the introduction of peanut to kids. Then around about 2015, there was some really good evidence that started to show that, in fact, introducing peanut earlier was really effective in preventing peanut allergy. So it seemed that there was this window of opportunity when a child was developing that if you got peanut into the diet, they became tolerant. So that meant when they then ate it, they didn't have any allergic reactions. And around then, when we had this new data, we also changed the guidelines to recommend that everyone be introduced to peanut in the first year of life.
And so those guidelines that the journal's reporting on are the American guidelines. Has the situation essentially been the same in Australia?
Very similar, yes. I think the US were maybe a little bit more strict with recommending avoidance of peanuts than we were in Australia, but absolutely. So in Australia, we've got some good data that around sort of 2008, people were really avoiding peanut. There was only less than 30% of people were having peanut in that first year of life.
Obviously, it's great that there's good verified research about the practice, but why is it that introducing peanuts at such an early age does make such a difference?
It's still a little bit of a work in progress, but the sort of leading theory at the moment is something called the dual allergen exposure hypothesis, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it essentially is that we know that kids who have eczema in early life, so skin rashes and really dry skin, are much more likely to have a food allergy. And the theory is that you can find things like peanut in the environment if a household's eating peanut, that for these kids who have eczema, if they come in contact with this peanut through the skin, that the immune system recognises that, thinks it's harmful, and mounts this immune response. That means next time they eat it, they have an allergic reaction. The dual allergen exposure part of it is that if the first time the body sees a peanut is by a child eating it, then they develop what we call tolerance. So that means that they don't have any allergic reactions. They can continue eating it in their diet basically for the rest of their lives. So the theory is what you want to do is get it in orally first. So you want them to eat peanut as the first time they're exposed to it. And that is easier if that happens earlier in life, fairly soon after they start eating other solid foods.
The Centre for Food Allergy Research calls Australia the allergy capital of the world, and that about 3% of Australian babies have a peanut allergy at the age of 12 months. Why are we overperforming in allergy stakes?
It's something we've been looking at for probably the past 20 years, and we still don't have all the answers. We know it has to be a combination of genetics and the environment. So there has to be something about the Australian environment, whether it's diet, whether it's other sort of what we call microbial exposures, so other exposures to things that are around in the environment, or a combination of factors. We're not quite sure. But the reason we know it has to be both genetic and environmental is that we know that there's this thing we see when parents migrate to Australia, particularly parents who've migrated from Asian countries, that their children who are born in Australia have really high rates of food allergy. The parents themselves have really low rates. So there's something about, it's not just genetic, it has to be a combination of genetics and the environment that people grow up in that causes food allergy.
That's fascinating. On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Associate Professor Jennifer Copeland from the University of Queensland Child Health Research Centre about trends in peanut allergies, particularly amongst kids. And Jennifer, I referred to that recent American study. Is the trend essentially the same in Australia? Has similar research been done here?
Yeah, we're starting to see the same thing here. So back around 2022, we showed that there was around a 16% decrease in peanut allergy in Australia after the new guidelines were introduced. What was really great also is that we see in Australia that parents are great at following the guidelines. So we're seeing that most infants now are having peanut in the first year of life. And we expect that peanut allergy might continue to decrease as a result of that.
And what about during pregnancy? What are the recommendations there?
So at the moment, the recommendations are not to avoid. So there's no reason to avoid peanut during pregnancy or while you're breastfeeding. There's absolutely no evidence that that helps. There are some studies at the moment that are looking at whether eating peanut during pregnancy and while you're breastfeeding actually helps to prevent peanut allergy, but we won't have the results of those for the next couple of years. So at the moment, the recommendations are just don't avoid, eat as you usually would.
So the recommendations, Jennifer, are to introduce things like eggs and peanuts early. At a practical level, how do you actually go about doing that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's not always the easiest thing to get kids to eat new foods. But things like peanut and egg are foods that you can start to introduce to kids after they've started eating their first solid foods. So things like purees, whatever you start with, a rice cereal, you can start mixing in little amounts of peanut into the foods that they're already eating. And for peanut, it's really important that that's in a safe form for infants. So that's something like a smooth peanut butter. Never give whole nuts to infants or ground nuts because that can be a choking hazard. That smooth peanut butter mixed in with a bit of the food they're already eating. You can start with a very small amount and then gradually increase that over a series of days if they're not having any reactions.
And it looks like it took about 20 years for the rates of allergy to go up so dramatically. Do you anticipate that it'll be a period that long to get down to allergy rates similar to before 1998?
It might well take some time. I think it's really reassuring that we're seeing that people are introducing it early, that they are getting it into the diet, and hopefully that means we'll continue to see a decrease. But as you say, it might not happen overnight. It might take a little bit of time.
Jennifer, what would your reflections be on, if you like, the public health messaging lessons from what's occurred with peanut allergies amongst kids?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think it really shows it's important that any advice that's out there in the community is really based on high quality evidence. If the evidence isn't there, it might be best to avoid making recommendations. There's always a temptation because I think it's easier to say something to say nothing in some ways. It's hard to say, oh, we just don't know. But I think it's really important that we do acknowledge when we don't know something and that we do wait for that good evidence before we make particularly strong recommendations that change things that are already happening.
You referred earlier to the preference for having peanuts eaten earlier in life. That, I suppose, brings us to the broader concept of oral immunotherapy treatment options. What is that term and how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the big advances as well as the sort of changes in prevention of food allergy. There's also been a change in what people are looking at in terms of treatment of food allergy. So it used to be once you had a food allergy, you basically had to avoid the food for the rest of your life. But the researchers are now looking at whether or not giving the food in very small, careful doses in a medical setting with very close supervision can help someone who's already allergic to a food to develop tolerance. And it does seem that in some cases or in many cases, especially in young kids, that is effective in increasing the amount of a food like peanut that they can eat before they have an allergic reaction. We don't really know if it will be sort of lifelong protection, and it's really mostly offered in very carefully controlled settings at the moment, but it is something that's showing a lot of promise in terms of food allergy treatment.
It's obviously very encouraging to see these stats turning around in the area of peanuts. Allergies in particular have been your area of expertise and research for a long time. What are the other sort of main areas that you're focusing your work on these days?
So as well as peanut, there's a lot of other foods that can cause an allergy. The most common food allergy in Australia in really young kids is actually egg allergy. The good thing about that is that most people grow out of their egg allergy without any intervention. But we also know that introducing egg early can help to prevent people from getting an egg allergy. And we're starting to see in some of our more recent data that's just coming out now is that there might be a bit of a decrease in egg allergy as well with these new guidelines, which also recommended introducing egg in the first year of life. And we're also interested in other foods like tree nuts, which may or may not be the same as peanut and egg. So we know that they're not a food that people eat as much in the first year of life. So tree nuts are things like cashews, almonds, hazelnuts. And cashew allergy in particular is quite common in Australia. So we're starting to look at things like what you could do to prevent tree nut allergies in kids.
And presumably coming up with really excellent names for the studies as well. I see you are the co-investigator of the school nuts study, preg nuts as well, treat and pebbles. I love the terms.
Some of us spend far too much time coming up with acronyms. It is a fun part of research, I have to say.
Jennifer Copeland, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thanks for having me.
That's Associate Professor from the University of Queensland's Child Health Research Centre and their Principal Research Fellow, Jennifer Copeland.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.